Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. And as you've heard me say before, the reason to be in business is to make a profit. If you're not going to make a profit, you're not going to be in business long. Now, the motivation is different. Maybe you wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you wanted to hire people. Maybe you wanted to make a better product. Maybe you wanted to change the world, whatever it happens to be. But now we come to the time of year where we start to look and we start to think, what kind of year is it going to be? How important are the year-end business profits? And they are. They're extremely important. At this particular time, you can either come out with a really great profitable year, or if you're not paying attention, you could end up losing money because you just thought, well, hey, I'm in holiday mood. I don't have to really pay attention to things. Things are great. I'm having a good time. I haven't started focusing. So always make sure that you are focusing at the end of the year so the results are really going to be spectacular and your profits are going to be outstanding. But there's an even important message here. And the important message is, if you do this right, if you're really paying attention, if you're paying attention in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, you don't have to worry about your year-end profits. If you have to worry about your year-end profits, you haven't done what needs to be done in your business, because everything should be in place right now. Your appointments should be set up. You should be in a position where you're closing deals. You should be in a position where you have a great backlog. You have a lot of receivables. So we're going to pay attention to the end of the quarter. But what we're really going to do is, starting in January, we're going to pay attention to January. And we're going to make sure that January is an outstanding year. And February is even better. And March is just fine. And there will be a couple months in your business, and this is in every business, where there'll be a slow time. And depending upon the business, depends upon when the slow time happens. But even when we have a slow time, when we know it's coming, we need to make sure that we have enough activity that we aren't losing money. Maybe we don't make as much money as we make the rest of the year, but breaking even in the slow time is making money because we're not going in the hole. So it's important to keep in mind that every single day we have to understand what we need to do as business people to make money. We have to understand every single day what we need to do to create the prospecting and the sales and the marketing and the pipeline, the sales pipeline. And the sales pipeline creates the appointment. And the appointment and the close creates what's going to happen to your to what? What happens? What happens then? You sell things. And when you sell things, what happens? Well, then you've got receivables. So it all ties together, but it ties together day by day, not just at 1 month or 1 year or, my goodness, look at my numbers. I have to hurry up and bring some money in because it's going to be the end of the year and I want to make a profit. We need to be aware of what our status is all of the time, and we need to make sure that we are focusing on what needs to be done every single day, every single week, every single month of the year to make a profit. And if we're not making a profit, we need to be aware of it. We need to analyze why that didn't happen, why we're not making a profit, and we need to make the necessary changes to get us profitable again. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.